With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Hunter Biden trial is nearing an end.
Hunter Biden's lawyers rested their case Monday in the federal criminal trial of the president's son, who's accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a gun in 2018, according to news reports. First Lady Jill Biden was seated in the front row of the courtroom with other family members. The defense rested without calling Hunter Biden to the witness stand. Defendants are not required to testify and often advised not to because it opens them up to grilling by prosecutors on cross-exam. He's pleaded not guilty and accused the Justice Department of bending to political pressure from former President Trump and other Republicans to bring the gun case and separate tax charges after a deal with prosecutors fell apart last year. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Baltimore Shipping Channel set to reopen today. The 50-foot deep, 700-foot wide shipping lane was expected to open over the weekend, but a commander with the U.S. Coast Guard told the Baltimore Sun the channel still needs to undergo more dredging before ships can pass through safely. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after being struck by a container ship back in March. More sweltering heat is on the way and appears to be headed to parts of Arizona and Nevada this week. The National Weather Service in Albuquerque said an excessive heat watch is in effect Tuesday through Thursday. That would be for the Phoenix metro area, plus other portions of south central and northwest Arizona. Temperatures, well, they could reach 111 degrees Fahrenheit or higher during that span. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 41 points, the NASDAQ adding 37. This is SRN News. Pastors weigh in on gay marriage.
With June being Pride Month, Lifeway Research decided it would be a good time to poll America's Protestant clergymen about same-sex unions. And the survey reveals that 46% of mainline pastors approve of such marriages versus only 7% of evangelical pastors who do. Lifeway also reports that Methodists, Presbyterians, and Lutherans are the most likely to be supportive of gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge's order that three attorneys for Southwest Airlines get religious liberty training is put on hold by a federal appeals court. A panel from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the district judge in the case likely exceeded his authority by ordering that training. This is an outgrowth of a case in which a Southwest flight attendant sued the airline and her union after she was fired for sending pro-life material to a union leader. This is SRN News. Former Deputy Prime Minister and Defense Minister Benny Gantz quits the Israeli government over Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the war with Hamas.
The resignation dealt a blow to the appearance of unity that Mr. Netanyahu was able to marshal at the start of the conflict and exposed the divisions at the top of Israeli leadership over the future of the war and its aftermath. Mr. Gantz, a centrist figure who last month threatened to resign unless Mr. Netanyahu addressed his concerns about how the war would end and what would follow it, said his party was leaving the emergency government, quote, with a heavy but complete heart. He said Mr. Netanyahu's leadership was, quote, preventing us from advancing to the real victory. Brigadier General Avi Rosenfeld, commander of the Israeli military's Gaza division, resigned Sunday over the October 7th attacks. Mr. Rosenfeld wrote in the resignation letter that he had, quote, failed in his life's mission to defend the Israeli communities bordering Gaza. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And a van fell from a mountain road into a river in the Pakistan-administered disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir, killing 16 people. More details at SRNNews.com.